The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you may bring up what's on your mind with you tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us anytime you want online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features that we share with you on the site are free. You get to create the content. What is on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. So go there, get interactive, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to tell you what's important and take your money from you to use their website. So ours is kind of the reverse of that. You tell us what you think is important on the website and on the phones here tonight, and we charge you nothing for the website. But there are ways you can support the show, and we'll tell you about those later on. Starting things out here tonight, I just found out that there is apparently a big boycott going on against Target stores. Now, Target, of course, one of the world's, probably, or at least the United States' most popular retailers, mass retailers, department store kind of retailers, competing with Walmart, probably is their major competition.
It's Walmart for upper middle class women.
Right, more of an upscale kind of quality of product, while managing to keep kind of a similar price range. I got no problems with Target personally. I didn't like that they supported national service several years ago. But as we pointed out before, if you want to nitpick, you can find something with every corporation that you don't like.
Right. You're not going to find me getting behind too many boycotts simply because I think that the boycotts tend to give information to people who disagree with you. Right now, because of these boycotts, there are lots of boycotts going on with Target, too. Likely, they'll have one of the biggest months ever.
So let's explain what's going on here. This story coming from Breitbart.com that obviously has a slant. Breitbart's kind of a righty website, so keep that in mind as you hear the story.
I got one from Mother Jones.
So, oh, perfect. Okay, great. So more than 1 million people have signed the boycott pledge against Target following the secretive decision by executives to open all of their stores' bathrooms and changing rooms to people of both sexes. Late Thursday night, roughly 75 people per minute were adding their name to the petition as it clicked over 1 million just after 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Quote, "That's a million families who are going to spread the word about Target, so they may not get those customers back," unquote, "or their money," said Tim Wildman.
Let me ask you this. Is Target one of those places where you can't carry your gun if it's illegal to carry it in the state? Are they one of those, please don't bring a gun into our store kind of places?
I don't know. With a name like Target, I sure hope not.
That's very funny.
Not really that funny. But anyway, Tim Wildman is the president of the American Family Association. A quick Google, Mark, might reveal the answer to that question for you. The American Family Association is hosting said boycott. Target's, quote, "management is just going to have to step up here and say, we're selling hammers and hats, we're not into social engineering," unquote, he said.
Target announces but won't enforce gun ban, according to Washington Post from 2014.
That's ironic. So
they're not only,
please don't,
not only are they letting women and men into the women's bathroom, but they're disarming the women in the process.
Well, it says it's not a gun ban. It's a please don't bring guns in here.
Target announces but won't enforce gun ban.
Therefore, it's not really a ban.
It's
right?
A ban if they say it's a ban that you can't bring guns
in. If you're saying, well, we'd prefer you not bring guns in, but we're really not going to do anything about it, then it's not a ban.
It's pretty close. I mean, if
it's a preference,
no guns allowed sticker on the door.
There's not likely.
Well, it says a gun ban, but it won't enforce it.
Okay. Well, I've been to Panera recently, and there was no gun sticker on the front door, and they made headlines a while back because they have a similar policy of they don't want customers to have guns open carried or concealed, I guess. But ultimately, there's nothing they're going to do about it. So at least that was my understanding of it. Anyway, you can reach us here toll-free at 855-453 with your thoughts on the boycott. It was announced April 20th by the association. One day after Target revealed its decision to favor its few transgender customers and staff over the rest of the population. Well, that's an interesting way of viewing it, favoring them over the rest of the population. It sounds to me like Target's just being more welcoming towards its guests. Well, allowing its guests to go into whichever bathroom they feel most comfortable.
I think that's stupid. That's a stupid position. So the fact is that men should go in the men's bathroom and women should go in the women's bathroom. I'm just not going to propose.
Great, how do you define that?
I'm not proposing to define that. That's the difference here. Not anybody can go in anybody's bathroom. That's a different position than my position, which is men can go in the men's bathroom and women can go in the women's bathroom. I have a little news. It's, once again, the conservatives have gone and shot themselves in the foot. I am an elected Republican before you go going bananas on me. But the conservatives do this dumb crap all the time as they blow up huge news stories over nothing. Here's the news. The news is that trans people have been going into the bathroom of their choice for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it, and up to this point, there hasn't been an incident. Now, with all the hullabaloo that's surrounding it, you can believe that some hotshot's going to say, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go me in the women's bathroom, and nobody can stop me."
Well, I guess I should.
I self-identify as a woman, a big, mean, hairy woman.
I guess I should clarify, I don't know exactly what their policy is, so I don't know if it's that anyone can go into any bathroom. I mean, that's the way Breitbart kind of explains it here. They say that it was a secretive decision to open all of their stores' bathrooms and changing rooms to people of both sexes. But I think we need to find the actual Target language of how they're, you know, explaining this.
I did hear some recorded audio of some guy who's like, "I want to be able to go into the women's bathroom. Can I go in the women's bathroom?" And the manager's like, "Okay."
All right, I've got their press release here. We'll jump into that too. And again, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. I'm going to change gears into that right now, so that way we can at least get out there what it was Target actually said rather than relying on Breitbart's explanation. Dated April 19th of this month, recent debate around proposed laws in several states has reignited a national conversation around inclusivity. So earlier this week, we reiterated with our team members where Target stands and how our beliefs are brought to life and how we serve our guests. Inclusivity is a core belief at Target. It's something we celebrate. We stand for equality and equity and strive to make our guests and team members feel accepted, respected, and welcomed in our stores and workplaces every day. We believe that everyone, every team member, every guest, and every community deserves to be protected from discrimination and treated equally. Consistent with this belief, Target supports the Federal Equality Act, which provides protections to LGBT individuals and opposes action that enables discrimination. In our stores, we demonstrate our commitment to an inclusive experience in many ways. Most relevant for the conversations currently underway, we welcome transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity. So it's not just an open season. If you're a man, you can go into the woman's restroom. It's specifically an invite to customers who consider themselves transgender to use the room of their choice. Now, further, they say, one more paragraph, we regularly assess issues and consider many factors, such as impact to our business, guests, and team members. Given the specific questions these legislative proposals raised about how we manage our fitting rooms and restrooms, we felt it was important to state our position. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong, and you'll always be accepted, respected, and welcomed at Target. Unless you're a gun owner.
Well, yeah, right. Target had some issues where people were open carrying rifles, and I agree that that is problematic. There's problems all over the place with the open carrying of rifles. We can get into that issue later. But in this case, what they appear to be doing is there's still the cat's still out of the bag on this one. Is now that we've brought it into the light, now that North Carolina has said in government buildings, including schools and those sorts of things, you're going to go into the bathroom that's on your birth certificate. Now, how they intend to enforce this is beyond me, because there are a lot of women who people that were born women who dress and look like men and people, a lot of people were born men and dressed and look like women, and we would have no idea because they've been using the bathrooms of their choice for a long time.
And not making a big deal about
it. It's the conservative legislators that have been going on the backs of sort of people that apparently don't want to worry about real news in the world about, you know, what potties should we be using? I mean, this is what America needs to worry about.
All right, we're going to continue this. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the Target transgender policy and the, I guess, resulting boycott that's going on. Presumably, there's also a boycott. We haven't looked into that yet. 855-450-FREE.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you going to be boycotting Target stores because of their new policy of, well, they, I don't know, they would say probably it's always been this way, but they're officially making it their policy. They made a statement earlier this month about allowing transgender customers to choose the bathroom that feels right for them. And now,
which, by the way, I've got to say, I think Target's trying to engender a certain type of support here. They're like taking a side.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the businesses in America that didn't take a side on this one. And
right.
People are taking the, are using the bathrooms that they choose at those businesses already. Right?
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, like so there's the row going on. If you jump into the row and you get a tooth knocked out, I guess I don't care much.
Yeah, well, it's just interesting because I hadn't even heard about it until just yesterday. And now the people who are proclaiming this boycott are claiming they have 1 million petition signatures. However, the folks over at Think Progress are saying that is not the case. We'll get into that here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, I was looking in the news, Mark, to see if there was any kind of boycott going on. And boycott's being used in a different way than I had heard it used previously. So there's okay. there's a couple of news articles claiming there's a boycott going on around this Target controversy, but the claim is the boycott is being done by the people boycotting Target at other businesses, so at competitors. So they're claiming they're boycotting Walmart in response to the boycott of Target, meaning that the people who are not shopping at Target are instead choosing to shop at other stores.
Maybe they have
openly.
Maybe they've learned that boycotts tend to create boycotts, so they've jumped out in front with all the news stories that would show up.
Let's go to Cheryl listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Great, go ahead.
This is good. No, I just think this whole thing is so stupid. I mean, it really is. I mean, does it really matter where you? Where one does their business, it doesn't. I mean, is somebody going to get mad about it?
To me, it doesn't matter at all. I mean,
it's dumb to me because there's stalls when you go into the bathroom. It's not like you see anything.
Right. You have no idea who is in that stall or what they are doing in there. That's a private thing. It's private business.
Would you agree with me that all the press that's centered around it has likely incited some yucker do to decide to go off in some bathroom he doesn't belong in, he or she?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's what makes it even more so much the more worse and scary. You know, because then people put a face on it and they say, I identify as this, and they don't, and you know good and well that person probably doesn't, and they're only in there to, achieve whatever they want to achieve.
Yep, annoying people.
To prove a point.
Yeah.
But you're not scared, are you, Cheryl, to go into, the women's bathroom and possibly encounter someone who has a penis?
Well, I mean, speaking as a trans person myself, it's kind of like, I've been going in, to the bathroom of my choosing for years, and, you have to kind of think about it. Or, I look like a girl, so it's not a big deal. But
has there ever been an incident? Because I just cannot imagine there being an incident.
There might be, but, it's
but with you,
first,
have no, you ever?
In your case, I don't mean to...
Not really, but the only thing I can think of, and I more or less laughed it off. And, I said, going in the bathroom and I said, you really want me in the same bathroom as your husband? I mean, I'm a whore,
Cheryl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Rick. He's calling from Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hey, Rick.
Hey. I don't know if you saw it on the national news, but Oxford, Alabama, which there's a Walmart, it was Walmart, but also a Target here, and they passed an ordinance about this. But the way they wrote their ordinance was basically if they catch a pervert in there trying to ogle the women or do something nefarious, in the women's bathroom, that they can be arrested and prosecuted.
Most of the women I know, they'd be lucky to just get away with being arrested and prosecuted. They'd probably lose some teeth, but I think that that makes a heck of a lot more sense.
What would the charge be of
ogling women in a bathroom?
Yeah, is that lewd behavior or what? I mean, ultimately, if you're just being creepy in a creepy place, what would they charge you with? Trespass? If you were asked to leave and didn't, but I'm just trying to think: is there an actual crime there? Besides being creepy,
they you know these ones about like those guys walking around with the mirrors on their shoes up there in New York City, you know, that sort of thing. But this is basically what. But it's a very very restricted ordinance, but it's been played up by the media that Oxford, Alabama is they like North Carolina, you know, they just it's a big ban on this and it's going to do this and do that, but. It's not the way it is.
Rick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Mirrors on the shoes. Now, this is something that people do, I guess.
Well, I've heard about it since I was a kid, but I have yet to see it.
Yeah.
And I imagine you don't get a real good view. You know,
I mean, it would be tricky, right? Because you'd have to make sure the shoe was angled at the right angle, and it would it would seem to be awkward to try to pull that one off. But ultimately, is that a crime? I mean, that's sort of like the question of if you have sex in front of your window and the blinds aren't closed and someone's standing outside on the street looking in, is that person committing a crime? Obviously not. You should have closed the blinds. And this could be argued as more invasive, like they actually took an extra step to invade someone's privacy. And technically, their shoe would probably have to be, like, directly underneath or close to underneath the individual in question.
But if you really wanted to keep it covered, you probably
put some underwear on.
You probably shouldn't have been running around
wear some
with
jeans.
Such a short skirt.
It's a tough question. If you want to jump in on that, you're welcome to at 855-450-FREE. But what's the charge if you're a creep in the bathroom? I mean, if there's a weird person, whether male or female.
I'm fine with the creep trespassing in the bathroom law, right? Like, well, sir, you've been asked to leave the women's bathroom.
If you're asked to leave, then that's trespassing. But if they're just in there being a creep and they haven't been asked to leave, what's the crime?
Well, generally, Ian, when dealing with situations like this, you're going to get asked to leave first.
Sure. Then you've got a trespass charge.
Fine.
He was talking about a law. The caller was talking about a law that specifically outlawed some kind of behavior of creepiness in a bathroom. And I'm just wondering, you know, what does that actually look like?
Well, how about this? So bathrooms are designed the way bathrooms are. Let's say I go in, I decide immediately that I am now a woman and I'm going into a Target bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my cell phone with me into this Target's bathroom and I begin taking pictures in all the stalls because this is my thing, right? I'm going to take pictures of all the women in here.
That's pretty invasive,
yeah. Right? Like, so maybe I shouldn't be in there making people uncomfortable.
I agree. And someone should go to security and let them know there's a creep in the bathroom, and then you get kicked out of the store. And if you don't leave, that's a trespass charge. But I'm just wondering what the actual charge is of, you know, taking an unwanted photo in a private place.
I think that that's more than trespassing at that point. I think you've committed a crime.
But what's the charge? What's the crime? 855-450-FREE. What is it? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here on the live Saturday edition of the show. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we are just about a week away from Mother's Day. And of course, that means it's time to really think about what you're going to get Mom, because she's unique. So get her a gift that is as unique as she is. Sherry's Berries.
I was thinking about Sherry's Berries today, and I've got to say, one of the things that you want to get Mom for Mother's Day is a unique, unspoiled moment. And that's what Sherry's Berries is this moment of unspoiled joy. Because those berries, every single one I've ever had, they buy premium berries and they throw out about half of them. They send them to homeless shelters. Nonetheless, they only keep the best tasting berries. Then they dip them in white milk or dark chocolate. And every time, and we've had them for years, Ian, they've yeah. been sent to us for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and sometimes Christmas because we promote them at those times. And
they're one of my favorites.
They want you to have just recently experienced them as you talk about them. So, and thank goodness they do.
And it's a consistent experience, by the way. Across the board, it's always excellent.
Consistent excellence. And that's the kind of thing you want to get for Mom for Mother's Day. You want her to have that experience. And you want to make sure that it, you do the upgrade, the $10 upgrade, because that way you might be able to have the experience too. She's going to eat all those berries otherwise.
The $10 upgrade you're talking about is doubling the berries. So the berries start at just $19.99 plus shipping, but you can add in another $10 and double the amount of berries, which you definitely want to do. These are delicious, fresh, juicy berries, and you can pick the delivery date that you want, and it's guaranteed. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in the code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That way they credit us for sending them the business. We appreciate when you do that. So it's berries.com, berries.com, click the mic, type in code FTL, and order some Sherry's Berries. Or if for some reason your mom doesn't like strawberries or is allergic to them or something like that, they've got all kinds of other delicious treats that are available there that are completely unrelated to strawberries, and they look amazing.
I hope there's as good. I've only had the strawberries, and I wouldn't change from the strawberries because they're so good.
They're that good. That's true. Berries.com, code FTL, click the microphone. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, and don't forget, Mother's Day about a week away at this point, so get your order in ASAP. First up, we go to, let's see, Rick is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my
good,
call.
Yes.
I want to answer your last question first. Most communities or states have laws against voyeurism or peeping Tom type laws, so those are what would apply in your situation you asked about at the end of the last segment.
I see. And that would be considered lewd behavior, right? I was actually looking at an article on legaldictionary.net about what lewd and lascivious actually means legally.
Yeah, it's voyeurism is another category, I think. But anyway, your initial assertion that this fight was drummed up by conservatives, no, it was drummed up by a high school teenager in Virginia who sued to be able to use the girls' bathroom, the girls' locker room, and the girls' shower. Now, if you're telling
me that wasn't North Carolina, that was a reaction to that, though, right?
Yeah, North Carolina was a reaction
right
to the lawsuit to have it off in their state, and then the announcement of the results of the lawsuit were announced. And that's a couple days later, Target came out with their statement. And so the fight was not begun by conservatives. But if you're telling me
well,
that you think it's
okay,
perfectly
this
fine,
is, hold on. This is, the pro-
her,
this is the problem with conflict.
In her locker room and her shower, I have a real problem.
You got to define boys at that point. This person who sued
what
likely.
What happened to biology? What happened to simple biology?
Yeah, well.
Are you going to make him drop his or her drawers?
I'm sorry that there's 7 billion people on the planet and they all don't think like you. I'm sorry that's the case.
I'm sorry. Gender is a science issue, it is not a mental issue.
Says you, mister.
Gender is a science issue.
Dude, if somebody cares. Listen to me. If somebody cares so deeply, listen for a moment.
Reproduction.
Yeah, I got it. You care deeply about science. You've taken your position. I get it. However, this is my position. My position, if somebody cares so deeply about their gender that they're going to dress in the gender of somebody else and they're going to cut their Johnson off, who the hell am I to stand in their way?
Okay, now, let me help you out here, okay? If they take the step to do a surgical transition, I don't have as much of a problem with
what
that.
What happened to biology?
Now
biology doesn't matter.
They're making an adjustment, okay? But my thing is, I don't want somebody who today is a boy, tomorrow's a girl, tomorrow the next day is
right.
Something else.
I agree that that's a real dilemma.
I don't want to take a shower with my junior high daughter.
Wait a minute. Isn't it possible that showering with your daughter are lesbians who are also interested in ogling her? I mean, is that the scare, or is it the fear that she's going to be raped by this young man?
Well, you know what? That is a legitimate point. That is a concern. That is something that even, I know, look, I'm almost 60, and for years I've always, you go to Hawaii or to the gym, and you think,
I mean, look, you've got a situation with Dennis Hastert.
The weirdo guy isn't there. Yeah.
You've got a situation where Dennis Hastert was sitting in a Lazy Boy recliner as he was a wrestling coach for like 20 years. I think it was in an Illinois high school, sitting there in a Lazy Boy recliner that was specifically for him to observe these high school boys in the naked, you know, states in showers and things like that. His claim was he was making sure they didn't get into fights, but the reality was he was apparently using his power to molest some of these guys.
So at this point, with this information, so far we have transvestites raping people
years ago.
Right, but transvestites raping people in locker rooms, zero. Republicans, speakers of the House, one.
Thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, you can't stop people from being attracted to one another. It doesn't matter what their gender is. There's going to be people of the same gender who are attracted to one another. And all of your worry about whether or not your daughter or your son is in the bathroom with a gay man or a lesbian woman is not going to fix the problem for you. Not that there's a problem in the first place. The problem comes with unwanted sexual advances and possible, you know, rape or molestation. Not somebody with some thoughts in their head who's across the locker room from someone else.
So I have been in locker rooms where they have, you know, the full-on integrated showers. Like, you know, there's six, there's 12 heads in one big room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's showering together. I don't know if they're making school showers that way that much anymore.
Good question.
But I would have a real problem. I agree with the caller that I would have a problem with, you know, a junior high male deciding that, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to self-identify as a woman in order to get in there and hang out and take a shower. That's that is really a big problem.
Good luck proving that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really even particularly care what their motive is. Yeah. If you're standing around with a penis in the group locker room showering, that's a problem, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I think it's a problem.
I don't know if it's a problem.
You know, maybe homeschooling might be a better choice for your child who has these kind of gender
Possibly
issues.
So. I mean, that's likely that that individual will not be bullied as much if they're not in a public school.
I suspect that person's going to have a very difficult time at government school, any school, because I went to a private school, and that would have been a very, very difficult time for
them. There's a-holes at private schools, too, right?
No, there's students. A-holes everywhere, yeah. My friend.
So you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Philip. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNIS. Hello, Philip.
Hi. By the way, that guy got it wrong. I'm here in Virginia. I'm not that far away from Gloucester. It's just across the York River, okay? But over in Gloucester is where the situation was, where there was a girl or an anatomical female who decided that she was a male and then apparently made some issue of it about using the boys' bathroom. I believe, you know, and they finally, the school tried to have they said we'll let her use the staff bathroom.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah, right. And that way, they have facilities used. Oh, no. They kept it up and kept it up until finally there was a lawsuit.
I want to hear the rest of the story. Stand by, Philip. We'll bring you back. 855-453 if you want to join us on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Join us here.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about the bathroom. It's a place where everyone goes, eventually. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Some people feel so strongly about their bathroom preferences that they are joining a boycott of Target Corporation for having made an announcement, Target made an announcement on the 19th of this month, that they were going to be allowing transgender customers to choose the bathroom that makes them feel the most comfortable. And obviously there are some people who are uncomfortable about that, and so they've decided to no longer shop at Target, and that's kind of what started this whole conversation. But I guess there's a story out of Virginia, and one of our Virginia callers is kind of regaling us with that. We're going to get back into it. That's related here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you are looking to do some online shopping, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links there. Maybe you don't want to even be out in public at all shopping in real life. Well, just go to Amazon. It doesn't matter. They don't care what your gender is because you can't use their bathroom. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. And you can go through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Very simple. Get your shopping started through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. There's also Walmart links and a few other links there as well, but most people are going through the Amazon links. Let's go to Philip. He's still with us there in Virginia. Now, Philip, you were explaining to us one of the, I guess, controversies that's been in the news about bathroom policy was at a school in Virginia, and it was a did you say that it was a female, a biologically female student who wanted to go into the male locker room slash bathrooms?
That's correct. It's anatomical female who wanted to go to the men's bathroom. And my question in the first place was, why even say anything to anybody about it? If you're dressed as a male, you go to the bathroom, you go to the stall, you know, you obviously are going to stand up at this point in time, you're not going to stand up at the urinal, but, you know, they made such an issue out of it. The school decided, well, we'll allow you to use the staff bathroom, you know, which is usually just one thing, and it's private, you can lock the door and then come out, and therefore you have facilities. But they insisted he wanted to use the boys' bathroom. So they went to court and they won the case. Now my problem with that is this invites some mischief. Now there was a case I can recall in the news, I'm going to say probably 10 or so years ago, where a very similar situation, where there was a girl who dressed as a boy and went around the boy and finally wound up getting raped. Now, I've got kids are in high school. If you go into the boys' bathroom and everybody's going to know who this person is, you know?
Yeah.
And they just ask for too much publicity. Why even do that in the first place? Just go to the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, I think it brings about more liability. I would agree with you.
Philip, thanks for the call and the story tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here for you to bring up what's on your mind, 855-450-FREE.
Having been myself pushed around and beat up in a boys' locker room, and I'm sure that I'm not the only male that occurred to, this is the crucible of testosterone, in my opinion.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, Larry. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, you know, this is so funny, man. I'm laughing like hell. The one transvestite that called in said she was a whore, and you don't want her in the bathroom around
you. Do me
man.
A favor, Larry. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Back off your phone by, like, I don't know, a couple inches.
Okay.
You're a little loud. That's a little better.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just so funny, man. These people... They talk about how they don't want this to happen to them, but they're the same people that give their 12-year-old daughter an iPhone or an iPad or something or a tablet that they can watch the most filthy, disgusting porn that they want to anytime they want to with no questions asked. So people just need to shut up, you know? And then another thing, with our crews, you know, I've been watching it. It is so funny, man. The way I live here in Indianapolis, right? And this one boy that prosecuted Tyson, he tried to get on Trump for because Tyson endorsed him. That was so. I mean, it's funny, man. People are.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Ted Cruz.
I'm still not sure. People are fucking sick in the head when they start talking about they want to protect their kids because they can get the most filthy pornography with a couple of clicks of a
button. That's a great point, Larry. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you wrapping that one in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that is a great point. Look, this isn't the 1970s or the 60s or the 80s where, you know, you could get a Playboy magazine or a Hustler or something like that. If you knew the right people, if you, you know, dad, some friend of a dad's or whatever.
I don't feel like
friend.
I grew up in the worst neighborhood, but I can assure you we were off on the cul-de-sac at the end of the road in the bushes looking at pornographic magazines when we were 7 years old.
But you had to know a friend who had a dad who had those things or whatever.
Older brother.
And it was a little harder to get. I think Larry's point is great here in that, and you, by the way, whatever magazine you were looking at, Mark, it wasn't
No,
it didn't have two girls, one cup. It didn't have, you know, lemon party.
It wasn't anything horrifying like that.
Right. No blue waffle.
No, I don't know what I don't know what those things are, and I
don't
want to know.
Google and find out. Whatever you do. But that's all it takes today, and he's absolutely right about that. But yet people are worried about someone just going to the bathroom in another bathroom. And, you know, I wanted to come back briefly, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. One of the most important questions that was asked at the Free the Nipple trial that happened here in New Hampshire last year was, okay, so the law is that it's illegal to be a female and be topless. How do you know, officer, that this is a female? Are you going to require, as part of your investigation, that this person drop their pants so you can inspect their genitalia?
And apparently these days that doesn't matter, because is all you have to do is self-identify as a male, and then it doesn't make a difference, right? So this is the sort of conundrum that's created by this notion that, you know, it's what you self-identify as. There's a conundrum. I hope nobody thinks there isn't one. But the difficulty is that, you know, what do you do in these circumstances?
How do you enforce these laws? Because to enforce a law like a topless ban or a restroom restriction would require an officer to violate someone's genitalia, basically, to violate their privacy. And I'm sorry, I don't think it's okay when you look for drugs to go up someone's rectum, like some officers have done. And I don't think it's okay to have to peek down somebody's shorts to find out whether for sure, whether or not, you know, they may look like a woman on the outside, but they may not actually be a woman. And so the only way to know for sure is to examine their genitalia.
But apparently
that shouldn't be okay.
Apparently that doesn't mean it either, according to these lawsuits.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Scott. He's in Georgia listening to WNNG. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Go ahead.
I just wanted to... the whole restroom, bathroom, and the mirror on the shoes and all that, it's actually visual, visual sexual aggression is one of the many different charges that can be charged on the individual. They're also using pin cameras, the itty-bitty cameras that they put in their shoelaces.
Yeah.
They record like 20 minutes worth of video, and then they kind of go home and they crop it and they get whatever information they want out of it. So, but I've worked in retail security for a long time. But your topic definitely spiked my interest because there's very little that we can do as security for a store except for call PD once a customer makes a complaint, because every retailer is so afraid of being sued. The liability risk is so massive for upsetting somebody or making them feel like their rights are violated. So,
well, wait a minute. Is this coming back to the conversation we had about the creep hanging out in the bathroom? I mean, regardless of the gender, if somebody's doing creepy things in the bathroom, you as loss control or security of a department store, you have the right to go in there and have someone leave, right? Like to take somebody out.
Actually, at that point, I've worked for quite a few big box retailers, and they don't even want us to go in the bathroom. They want a customer to come talk to management and or security and say, listen, this is going on in the bathroom. At that point, with that customer that's filing a complaint, we'll contact law enforcement. They will come and go into the bathroom and take care and talk to the customer in question that might may or may
so
not
so you don't
be
even have the authority to remove an unwanted person from your own store. You have to call law enforcement for that?
In the bathroom, if something's happening out on the sales floor, because typically we have so many fixed cameras in the stores that we can prove without a doubt what's going on the sales floor. But in the bathroom, it's a he said, she said, typically, mm-hmm. and it's also that risky area of obviously the bathroom or the changing rooms. So we do have to call local law enforcement with a customer that's filing the complaint to protect ourselves. We want to help everybody.
Interesting.
But we are, as a big box retailer and security, it's like everybody's out to try to sue us to get a massive claim.
You got
to
tread carefully. Scott, good call. Thanks for the info tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on bathrooms, transgenders, boycotts. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products. Home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.